Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Conehead is rarely an endearing term, but coneheaded flowers are some of our favorites. The purple coneflower, Echinacea purpurea, is probably the star of adding a native plant into the garden. But what's the appeal, and what are the other options? Today, we're going to talk about some of the different varieties of coneflower, their ecological role, and also look at their plant family. Planting native is always a smart bet, whether it be for personal reasons like less watering and lower maintenance, or by supplying food and shelter for native wildlife. Echinacea purpurea, the eastern purple coneflower, is the most common representative of the coneflowers and isn't always purple. They can come in purple, pink, white, yellow, and orange to red. There are other purple coneflowers, like the pale purple coneflower, Echinacea pallida, and black Samson, or Echinacea angustifolia. There also exists Echinacea paradoxa, which is a yellow coneflower. Pale purple coneflower and black Samson, sometimes just called purple coneflower, differ a bit from the regular eastern purple coneflower, with narrow petals and leaves. And of course, the ones we buy at the garden store are improved varieties to look more showy. There's also coneflowers in the genus Retibida, and this includes upright prairie coneflowers, also called Mexican hats. They tend to have yellow to red colorations and egg-shaped or tall pointy seed heads. They all have a similar native range of the Great Plains and some in the Ozark Plateau. The name coneflower comes from the petals that form more of a skirt than a fan around the seed head, unlike sunflowers and black-eyed Susans. They are well adapted once established and can have large tap roots of 5 feet or more. A nickname for purple coneflower is snake root. All parts of the plant were used in folk medicine, with uses for pain relief, fever reduction, respiratory relief, and saliva induction. The popular garden plant has a distinctive seed head and colorful petals. Like most members of the Asteraceae, or daisy family, those parts are actually separate flowers. The disc florets make up the central portion, where the seed head of coneflowers, black-eyed Susans, and sunflowers are. Those seeds come from fertilized disc florets. The outer portions are ray florets, which usually have a reproductive structure and a single petal. The whole group together resemble a complete flower. Along with looking similar, many members of the daisy family are great for wildlife. The large open flowers provide good landing pads for bees and other pollinators, while the plants are often good hosts for lady beetles, lacewings, and other beneficial insects. They do well in masses or as specimen plants, especially if that specimen plant is loaded with color. Native plants are not only cool to look at, but they are also an important part of Kansas ecology and history. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.